The Blue Network presents Eddie Condon's 11th Jazz Concert. Ladies and gentlemen, that sound you just heard was a packed house here in Town Hall in New York City. And those cheers were for the only impromptu music on the air. Who knows what's going to happen next? Only Mr. Eddie Condon.
Thank you, Fred Robbins. Likewise, ladies and gentlemen. This next number is a little out of the ordinary routine. We have this thing sketched out. And I see that... Avalon is second. By the way, that first number was written by Louis Armstrong, a thing called Swing That Music. And we certainly tried our best, and there's a fellow right next to me that had a good deal to do with that. Gene Krupa, step in and say a word.
How do you do, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen? Hiya, Slick. What do you say?
Why, okay, Gene. Ringing and twisting?
Yes.
Now, look, at on this Avalon, I want you to explain to the listeners why you're doing this thing.
Well...
Instead of the one you were supposed to do.
Uh-huh. Well, at rehearsal here, Ed Hall played this Avalon thing, and I have yet... to have the pleasure to play with Mr. Hall. So I asked Eddie to move the tune up second in the program so as I could...
That's where it is right now, Gene. Is Ed Hall here?
Hello, Ed.
Well, look at Gene Schrader. Do you want to take four bars on this while Gene goes back to those drums?
Thank you.
got a tough man to follow here.
Well, Gene Cooper just dashed out to the Capitol Theater. Hope there's room for him to get in over there. They've got a new policy now. Turning guys like Gene Cooper loose, they're certainly not going to hurt their box office. Now, look at here, Bill. I know you got a tough man to follow, as you just said. We got Willie Smith here. Willie's a lion. He's working down at the Pied Piper downtown. And he's got a couple of songs here. One is called Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea. Bill, you ready to fly into that?
Ready as a wave.
Take it. Thank you, Bill.
Pretty, I thank you, Eddie. Give it to me. I love it.
All right, Willie. Now, what do we got here? Hey, this is a thing called the Speak Away, is that it?
Sneak Away, Eddie.
Sneak Away. And who wrote this, Bill? I know who wrote that. You did.
The Lion.
The Lion? Well, look at now. Do you want to sneak into that Sneak Away?
I'm coming on.
Do it now.
Here we go.
Take it away. Thank you, Willie, the Lion Smith. You can catch him down the Piper. There's some other fellas here from the village. This next number, I will feature a few of them. This is called Big Boy. One of Bix Beiderbecke's favorites. In fact, it's one of the few piano things he ever recorded as a cornet player on this band recording. He played one course on the piano. That we won't have today, but we can, we'll do the best we can. We got some fellas here. Of course, Peavy's right here next to me on the clarinet. He works down at Nick's. Indefinite run. We have Benny Morton here on the trombone. He is down at Cafe Society with Ed Hall's band. Next to him is Maxie Kaminsky, also from the Pied Piper. Got his band down there. Ernie Caceres is at Nick's, next to Maxie. We have Bob Haggart, still growing at Favorite Tobacco up in Connecticut. We have Gene Schrader over in the piano there, also at Nick's. Joe Grosso is taking the drums over here. Cooper just ran back to that same capital. Quit laughing, Joe. Now, about that big boy, we'll take two beats on it, okay? Ready? One, two. Ha ha ha. Thank you, thank you. That was Big Boy. Now we're going into a jelly roll. I ain't going to give nobody none of my jelly roll. We abbreviated that because we're pressed for time. Now we're going to start this with a couple of... we're going to do it in fours, Joe. You know what I mean? Are you ready, Joe Grasso? Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Getting to that, I'm coming to Virginia, which is a favorite of a girl we're going to have here next week on this Lee Wiley show. A fellow named Gershwin wrote the music. This is a thing we wanted to play last week on the Big Show, and for various reasons, we just couldn't get the song in. However, it's in this Saturday, and it's called I'm Coming to Virginia, and it features Bobby Hack. Bobby, take it. Thank you. Well, we finally got that one out of Bobby Hackett. It took a few weeks, but there it is, and I'm not at all displeased. I'm sure Bobby isn't. Fred Robbins,
yes,
you got something to sell?
Oh, I have. Well, while you're rounding up the Barefoot Gang, and Pee-wee's in the tea room next door getting his palm read, here's the news from all over. Jonah Jones is up in Nova Scotia now with Cab Calloway. As soon as he gets back, he'll be by to sing a song for you. And Woody Herman and Dave Tuff will be in town soon, and you can depend on our inviting them to sit in, too. And don't be too surprised if Cootie Williams drops in one day soon. And say, we think next week's show is really something special. It's our George Gershwin program, and the special feature will be songs by the girl who Gershwin thought sang his songs better than anybody else. We mean Lee Wiley. Jess Stacy will be here, too. So you'll be hearing some of that piano playing that makes Horace Heights Orchestra sound pretty special these days. And George Gershwin's favorite drummer will be around. George insisted that this fellow be in the pit to sparkle his shows. I'm talking about Gene Krupa. Well, Gene will take time out from his record-breaking run at the Capitol Theater to show what Mr. Gershwin liked. And about that photo of Pee-wee, that beautiful hunk of clarinet, today's your last chance to get one, so drop a line to Eddie Condon, care of the Blue Network, New York 20, New York. Edwards, the Barefoot Gang, ready?
Okay, Fred Robbins, thank you. Gene's favorite, we're going to take this thing up pretty bright. Are you ready, Gene? Are you ready? Boom, boom. Downtown. Bobby Hackett. Condon Jazz Concert is produced by Ernest Anderson and announced by Fred Robbins.